Lawrence Township, once a white middle-class district, has diversified with many races and much more poverty throughout the area. Once this trend was noticed, school staff received diversity training. Superintendent Concetta Raimundi says that was a good start, but deeper work that has come since has made all the difference. The school board developed an equity policy some 3 years ago that gave direction and support to what was happening in schools. Sunnyside Elementary Principal Erica Buchanan says it's about developing a relationship with each student and considering their perspective.
When a student enters a building, you know, are we teaching things through our own lens? Or are we taking the time to consider the world around our students and what they face on their day-to-day and finding a way to make it relevant for the child, to make the learning more meaningful?
This includes parents, too. Mother Kelly Utzig thinks Principal Buchanan's upfront disclosure of poor test scores was important. And while the district was trying to involve parents, some of them were working two jobs and other factors, adding extra difficulty to the challenge for improvement.
In addition, a lot of the parents don't speak English, so they weren't even able to come in a lot of cases, or didn't feel like they were able to come, even though they had some staff that spoke, you know, multiple languages.
Sunnyside uses creative tactics like parent meetings at the public library and restaurants, where they give specific tools for teaching math and English at home. And they help parents sign up for email so they can access educational tools. Buchanan held a meeting to prepare parents for the iRead, the third grade reading assessment. She was shocked by what the parents did next.
And they invited families out from the community to be involved. And it was such a unique experience because they not only created the lesson plans and provided tools based on what they knew of the test from the meeting I had previously, but they also helped families, again, understand how to teach and implement those basic skills to their children.
Sixth grader Bayinde Agbor-Baye says he's in a school where everyone can be themselves.
They're not afraid to speak their own language because they know that they'll be hugged in a way that they know that the class wouldn't have a problem with it, because they know that the class loves them in a way. So every student knows that they're good at something, and they shouldn't be afraid to explore and be who they are and find where they are in this world. And the school really excels and helps that.
Confidence like that may be one of the best tools of all. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.